I don't think a lot of you know who I am. My name is Jamie Erb. You might know some of my kids. I have twin boys, Dale and Joel, and my daughter, Alyssa. The reason Paul Amundsen asked me to give my testimony, I gave it in his assembly in Vancouver in January. He said he asked me because I give a short testimony. Well, I guess you can't expect much more from a guy that's 5'4". So what I'd like to talk about is kind of the battle I went through myself. Does anybody here ever have a problem forgiving? Anybody? I think we all do it to a certain extent, you know, but you know, being a Christian really is all about forgiveness. Yet we all seem to struggle with that. Personally, I had a battle with depression. It was over 20 years. I've testified about my battle with depression and dealing with doctors and medication and hospitalization. But the real battle in my life was simply unforgiveness. Over 20-plus years of depression, I'll give you a brief summary of the prayers, bitter conversation, frustration, and anger I had with the Lord, and my way of trying to manipulate things. If we try to do that with the Lord, that the Lord knows everything. I was under the impression that based on my performance, I was outwardly doing the right thing, but my prayers were not being answered the way they should. This is a brief summary of some of those prayers over the 20 years. Lord, are you watching? Do you see the injustice? Have you seen what has happened to me? Have you seen the things people have done to me in the past? And we've all had this. I've tried to do my best. I have failed. Too many people have hurt me to the core. Far too many things have gone wrong. So I have a right to be angry. I have a right to be bitter. I even found a lot of people to agree with me. We can always find those people. I have a right to be sad, miserable, nasty, and sometimes downright ugly. Lord, I should be allowed to be depressed. Then the Lord responded, after 20 years of this, I gave up my rights for you and covered your sins and trespasses against the Lord. I gave my life in trade for yours. If you surrender to what I have done for you, what I offer you is beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Trust me, there's a lot of heaviness with depression. That you may be called a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he, I've underlined he three times, that he might be glorified. And further down in that Isaiah 6, chapter 61, verse 7, it says, for your shame ye shall have double, and for your confusion you shall rejoice in your portion. And, you know, after I wrote that, I was going through my files, if I can find it here. The Lord always seems to give confirmation when he gives you things like this. I was sure I had it in here. Well, here it is. I was going through my files, and this was in my files, and at the top it says my name. Now, I don't know who gave this to me. I don't know how it got there. It says, instead of their shame, my people will have a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy shall be theirs. That's confirmation from the Lord. You know, when he put it that way, it seemed like a pretty lopsided trade. Did I have the right not to forgive and be bitter? Do I have the right to hold unforgiveness towards anyone if I'm forgiven? Now, since I've made this trade, my life has transformed. That was approximately a year and a half ago. The heaviness and shame has disappeared. There's less confusion, but zero depression. I've had zero depression for over 20 years. The joy of the Lord has flooded my soul. Over the many years of depression, I read the book of Job many times. Now, don't get me wrong, I committed many sins and did not always walk uprightly like Job. None of us do. And the devil constantly reminded me of my continual sinning and kept me in condemnation. But the truth is, when Christ forgave my sins, many years ago, he forgave all my sin. Past, he forgave three sins. Past, present, and future. That really spoke to me. I don't even have to worry about my future sins. They're all forgiven. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I don't have condemnation anymore. Or very little, let's put it that way. Understanding this truth, if and when I sin, I confess when convicted and feel little to no condemnation, when I quote Romans 8 and 1. John 8, 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise God, these truths have made me free. The book of Job has been a true comfort to me. Growing up and hearing God's word, I can now understand when Job said in chapter 42, verse 5, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye hath seen thee." I have seen the Lord move. I've seen it with my eye. And I can testify to all of you young people, when you get down on your knees and you put God first in your life, the scripture says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added to you." Seek first the kingdom of God. Put that as number one priority in your lives. Everything else will fall into place if you do that. It's such a pleasure testifying to you young people. God bless you all.